Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Back with Nick Tulloch from ECR this morning. Nick, good morning.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well, Nick. Look, busy day for you. You've got your bags packed, the jandals at the ready, a couple of weeks planned in Australia. What's on the agenda?
Yeah, a bit busy day indeed. It starts today and it finishes on Sunday when I actually land. So I'm off this afternoon, which is why it looks like I'm sort of dressed in my pyjamas. It's going to be a pretty full week. I think people have a reasonably good guess as to what I'll be doing. I'll be meeting some of our advisors. I'll be meeting the proposed buyers of MGA. I'm off to Blue Mountain. I'll be with Adam Jones, and also Mike Parker is going to be there as well. Actually, he's managed to intersect one of his trips with our trip to Queensland. So it's sort of a week or two halves, really. Sort of first week office meetings, and then second half of the week. Well, I've got my hat. So all good for standing in a muddy field in Queensland.
Well, I suppose what would a successful trip to Australia look like for you?
So there's a fair bit to accomplish, and this is really sort of drawing on what we said publicly. First up, we've got the sale of MGA. We've got a plan to conclude that by the end of this month. So I'm meeting the guys early next week. It'll be getting that over line, getting a concluded structure and a concluded process on that is clearly one of the most important parts of the business for us. It brings in $4.5 million Australian dollars. We're already fully funded for everything we want to do this year. But the additional $4.5 million puts us in an extraordinarily good position. Most small cap resources companies are strapped for cash. Here we are sitting on a strong balance sheet and with the opportunity to strengthen it further. So that's going to be high on the agenda. I've always said it's a challenging transaction. It's got so many moving parts, but the scope and the scale of the meetings that I've got, there is willingness on all sides to try and get this over the line, and we'll report back accordingly. Second half of the week, and I suppose the second big objective is Blue Mountain. Now, this is going to have a longer time frame, but this is the prospect that we have that is closest to going into commercial production, and the purpose of the meeting, or series of meetings, at least sort of the tail end of next week, will be with the landowner, with the team who can develop the wash plant, put in place a plan to actually bring that into commercial production. We'll start sort of scoping out the land and where we'll trench, how we'll do it. People will need the shape of the team, the arrangements need to be put in place. We're not going to get it all done next week, but if we come away, or if I come away from Australia next week with the plan in place, then we'll know how it's going to pan out over the next, sorry, no pun intended, but how it'll pan out over the next few months.
Well, I suppose with the gold price flying, and as far as geopolitical tensions around rare earths, and as far as we're concerned, antimony, should make your discussions for MGA rather interesting.
Yeah, we're in a good place, aren't we? The metals and minerals that we have in our portfolio are very much front page news at the moment. All of our tenements are prospective for gold. We know that antimony is high on the agenda in Bayliston. Now that's included as part of what we're selling with MGA. But as you say, it is front and centre in our mind, and it won't surprise you either. It's front and centre in the mind of the buyers as well. I mean, why would it not be, given how the price is moving just now?
What about the proposed owner of our land at Brewing Lane in Victoria? You're planning to meet them also?
Yeah, good reminder. I am. I've got a trip that seems to encompass most of the corners of Australia, but As well as spending time in Melbourne, which is where I'll see the guys who are looking to buy MGA, I'm going to head up to Bendigo. I'll spend a bit of time in their office there. I will meet the proposed buyer. He's just going through his financing process. Last time I spoke to him, I think he had his banker, his mortgage company out inspecting the land. So we should get the results of that, and looking to conclude that hopefully in the coming weeks. But again, I'll know more once I met him. But he's very motivated and seems fully committed to get this done sooner rather than later.
And you will be crossing the border into Queensland for Blue Mountain, but not as far north as Lolworth. That could be later for the later in the year, could it?
Yeah, so I mean, you'll know this better than I will, Andrew. But the weather in Queensland can be fairly damp at this time of the year. It doesn't prohibit getting into Blue Mountain, and we've taken the precaution of hiring a 4x4. But yeah, so I suspect probably even even in a regular car we get there. Lolworth, being a bit further north, is a bit more challenging. All going well at Blue Mountain. This is a project that will unfold over some months. Assuming that goes to plan, I'll be back in Australia in due course, and I'll make sure I take in Lolworth then. Lolworth, actually, after this trip, will be the only one of our major tenements I've not seen. I went through all the Victorian tenements, actually Bar Tambo last year, and Lolworth sort of kind of stands out as something to take a look at. And yeah, the scale of it is it needs a fair bit of time spent there, but not at this time of year. Just with the weather, it'd be crazy to try and take that in at this point. And there's plenty to do next week anyway.
Certainly is. And look, we are getting late into January. Some might say we've been a bit quiet on the RNS front for the new year, but these deals do take time.
Yeah, they do. I mean, we have a reputation over the last year or so of being very active on news flow. We've put out a lot of RNS announcements. And I guess that there's always the temptation for us to say, well, if there's not an announcement every 3 days, what are the guys doing? Well, actually, brought our heads down just now, and it's been an incredibly busy start to the year. I mean, for me, next week is sort of the culmination of quite a lot of what we've been putting together during the course of January. There's no let up in activity, and investors should absolutely expect to see that on the screen in due course.
Good to speak, Nick. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.